Unit 20. Euclid, the father of geometry.
Euclid, who lived and worked in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria around 300 BC, was a mathematician of great importance. Records suggest he may have studied with Plato in Athens, Greece, before moving to Alexandria, which during this era was a major cultural center. There, Euclid taught at a university as a professor of math and founded the Alexandrian School of Mathematics. But it is for his writings, not his teaching, that we remember him as the father of geometry. Euclid's most important work was a 13-book treatise called Elements, considered the most influential mathematics textbook ever. In Elements, Euclid compiled the well-known works of earlier Greek mathematicians, such as Pythagoras, Hippocrates, Theaetetus, and Eudoxus. While he did not actually discover all of the theorems that appear in Elements, he was the first to organize them in a logical manner. The books of Elements discuss plane geometry, geometric algebra, circles and their properties, parallel lines, elementary number theory, and greatest common denominators, among other concepts. Furthermore, within each discussion, Euclid presented problems for students to grapple with, accompanied by detailed proofs or explanations of the mathematical calculations involved in solving a problem. Euclid's main contribution, presented in books 1 through 4 and 6 of Elements, was in the area of plane geometry. In particular, he was able to use several axioms, or rules, to prove the Pythagorean theorem, a mathematical formula outlining the relationship between the three sides of a right triangle. This discovery had enormous significance for the field of trigonometry. However, Euclid's focus in Elements was not limited to matters of geometry. The remaining books of Elements discuss number theory, including notions such as prime numbers and rational and irrational numbers. In fact, Euclid is credited with discovering some important proofs, such as his proof of the infinitude of primes that says there is an endless amount of prime numbers, or numbers that can only be divided by one and themselves. Through Elements, Euclid's influence spread across the world and through history. Copies were made in other languages, including Arabic and Latin, and much later in 1482, it was set in print in Italy. English translations were printed in 1570, followed by Spanish, Chinese, and Sanskrit editions, and geometry became a cornerstone of education in Europe. Some of the most significant later mathematicians in the Western world, like Isaac Newton, studied Euclid's work, and even into the 19th century it was taught in schools around the world. As of today, more than 1,000 editions of Elements have been published, making it perhaps the most widely studied text in Western culture, after the Bible.